好，下面我们进入这个讲道的时间。今天讲到的经文在以弗所书第1章1到14节。弟兄姊妹翻到圣经以后，请起立，我来诵读这一段上帝的话。I will read the scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, 1 to 14. 奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就借着自己的旨意所喜悦的预定我们记着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里赐给我们的。我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰盛的恩典，这恩典是神用诸般聪明智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的，叫他荣耀从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。弟兄姊妹请坐。阿们。
Resolutions often begin with this year I resolve to, or this year I determine to, or I desire to, or if these good intentions have been broached with failure before, this year I really hope I can.
励志常常开始于我今年要立志什么什么，或者我今年要决定要什么什么，或者说我希望要什么什么，或者如果这些良好的意愿在以前曾经提出过都失败了，然后我们会说我今年真的希望我能够什么。
For some people, their only known resolve will be their last will and testament, ensuring their final decisions are understood and carried out. Interestingly, for some, it may be the only time when their will is understood and carried out, not during, but after their lifetime.
对于某些人来说，他们唯一已知的、立定心智的，就是他们最后的遗嘱或者遗言，以确保他们在最终决定啊，他们最终的决定完全被明白或执行。有趣的是，对一些人来说，他们可能唯一的一次，他们的意愿被理解和执行，不是在他们生前，而是他们在他们一生结束以后。
Our God has made known His will right here in the letter of Ephesians.Divided up so that we may know the purpose of His will, the mystery of His will, and the counsel of His will, all from which we will greatly benefit.
我们的神在以弗所书的书信中已经给我们显明了他的旨意， 使我们可以知道上帝旨意的目的，他旨意的奥秘，以及他旨意的计划，所有这一切都是为着我们极大的益处。
The purpose of the Father's plan for us is that we should, in verse 4, be holy and blameless before Him, and according to the purpose of His will, verse 5.
上帝的旨意在以弗所书的一章的四到五节，天父给我们预定的计划的目的是我们要在他的面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，是按着他自己的旨意所喜悦的。
There's so much to learn from these two verses.
我们可以从这两节经文中学到很多的东西。
This indicates that from all eternity the Father has had the role of leading and directing among the persons of the Trinity, even though the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are equal in deity and status and attributes.
那么这里给我们表明，尽管圣父、圣子、圣灵在神性和属性上是同等的，但圣父在永恒中总是在三位一体的位格中起着引领和引导的作用。
God's intention in redeeming the believer from sin and death was not arbitrary or whimsical decision, but something God had plannedall along in Christ before the foundation of the world. Verse 4, the Greek actually means to throw down a foundation with very careful planning and execution.
上帝主动将信靠他的人从罪和死亡中救赎出来，这并不是一个随意的或者怪异的决定，而是上帝在创立世界以前，在基督里已经计划了一切的事情，啊，就如第四节，像希腊文说的这个，像推倒建立一个根基，是非常仔细有旨意的计划。
Since God chose us to be His own, we cannot take credit for our salvation. God was determined to have us.As His own.
既然是上帝凭着他的爱拣选了他的子民，他们就不能将他们的救恩归功于自己。神定义将他们据为己有。
And that is God's goal, that we should be holy and blameless before Him, just as He is. This goal is not optional for Christians, it's the purpose of election.
这就是上帝要的目的，旨意的目的，是我们应该在他面前圣洁，无可指责，正如像他一样。那么这个目标对基督徒来说，不是可选不可选的，而是这是上帝拣选我们的目的。
This is the Father's resolve, His will for us.That we will be, that how will it, excuse me, how will this be accomplished before the Holy God? This leads to the mystery of God's will in verses 7 and 9.
这就是天父为我们立定的决心，就是他的旨意。这旨意在圣洁上帝面前是如何实现的呢？这就带出了上帝旨意的奥秘。就是以弗所书的一章的七到九节。
In verse 5, we read that God's will is through adoption accomplished in Christ. The next two concepts in verse 7 will help understand the mechanism and design from long ago.
在第五节中，我们读到上帝的旨意是借着他的儿子基督，让我们得儿子名分而成就完成的。那么在第七节接下来的，在第七节里接下来的两个概念，有助于帮助我们理解这个机制，就是在创世以前就设计好了。
Throughout the book of Judges, references are made with God's exasperation and anger against his people Israel, seeking other gods, until he finally sells them to other kings and nations, which continued even after God had established earthly kings to assist in leading the nation. Indeed, in Psalm 44, verse 12, we read, "You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them." How sad.
整本士师记都提到了神对他的子民以色列民寻求别神的愤怒，直到他最终将他们卖给其他的君王和国家，甚至上帝设立地上的君王来协助带领他们的国家后，他们仍旧在继续寻求别神。实际上我们在诗篇44篇12节读到，你卖了你的子民也不赚利，所得的价值并不加添你的资财，这是多么的可悲。
Yet here in Ephesians 1:7 we see that Christ has acted to redeem us. Morally, his payment for our sin has forgiven our breaking of the law andour repudiation of the one represented in the law, the Holy God.
然而在以弗所书一章的七节，我们看到了基督已经对我们实施了救赎，把我们给买了回来。从道德上讲，因基督为我们付上了罪债，那一位律法的代表者，圣洁的上帝已经赦免宽恕了我们违背律法的罪。
And now we see the first aspect of the mystery of God's will was that we should be adopted, having been set free from the guilt of trespasses and sin in which we formerly walked, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Our adoption means that we are made God's children for all eternity, irreversible, permanent, God's family. This is the ultimate standard of security and relief and love and grace.
在我们现在我们看到上帝旨意第一个奥秘就是我们被收养，把我们从先前所行的过犯和罪孽中释放出来。我们被收养是指我们成为上帝永远的孩子，是一个不可逆转的，是一个永恒的神家里的人。这里是终极的安全、释放和爱，在他的恩典中。
The second aspect of this mystery is the purpose the Father has outlined for Christ to fulfill, to unite all things in Christ, both heaven and earth. And this includes both Gentile and Jew as fellow heirs, chapter 3, verse 6. The twist of this mystery is how one person can do all of this. This is a trick question because it is done by our triune God, planning Father, accomplishing Son, and applying Spirit.
上帝旨意的第二个方面是天父为基督所定的旨意的成全，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许，是3:6，以弗所3:6。这个奥秘的疑问，对这个奥秘的疑问是一个人如何能够做到这一切呢？这是一个棘手的问题，因为它是由我们三一的真神、圣父的计划、圣子的实施和圣子的成就、圣灵的实施一同来完成的。
In what way does the counsel and resolve of God's will become applicable? We can see this in verses 10 through 13.
上帝既定的旨意是以什么样的方式 有效的实施呢？我们可以看到经节的十、十一和十三。
This is not some futuristic resolve, but the counsel or resolve of God is accomplished today through the Holy Spirit.
这些不是某些未来主义者的励志决心，而是上帝既定的旨意，借着圣灵，今天已经完成了。
The purpose we see in the amazing role of the Holy Spirit is first in the sealing of our salvation now. Verse 13, the placement of God's ownership over our lives.
我们看到圣灵奇妙的作用的首要目的，就是从现在开始，就为我们的救恩打上了印记。就如十三节说的，这代表着上帝对我们生命的所有权。
In ancient times, stone seals were commonly used in Minoan society. This one is a replica, of course. But over thousands of years, they were used. This replica would have been used by someone to show ownership after they had gone down to the marketplace and purchased things. It would be wrapped up and then the seal would be rolled across wet wax to show who was the owner.
在古代的米诺斯社会，盗窃石头是常见的事情。那么一千多年后，这种滚动的印章就开始被使用。那么在农贸市场上，我们购买食物的时候，食物被装箱啊，被捆绑，然后在绳子上贴上这个蜡的封印。那么这个印章标志着生产者的所有权，那么这个印章也确保了这个食品是新生产的，是新鲜的。
So, this seal then is what the Holy Spirit is called in the Bible. So God has rolled this across our soul, and we are now His. And it also connotes freshness. In other words, if you purchased vegetables at the store, and you saw that your seal was across it, but when you opened it up, the vegetables were rotten, someone did a switch. So you could go back and say, this is my seal, but the freshness was not guaranteed.
这个印章就代表着圣灵打上的印记，就像我们到市场上去买的食品打了印记，当我们拿回来的时候打开，如果说它没有那么新鲜，没有那么像说的一样，我们就可以拿着回去告诉他说，你这个没有那么新鲜，这就是这个印记啊，我那个你给我的印记所显示的。
For us, the Spirit seal is securing our salvation and assuring the correctness of content in our lives. In Ephesians 2:10 we read, For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
对我们来说，圣灵的印记就是确保我们的救恩，并确保我们的生活中内在品质的重要性。在以弗所书二章十节我们读到，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Secondly, we read in verse 14 that the Spirit is our guarantee, the deposit or down payment of our salvation now and the joy yet to come. It is assured for us by the presence of the Holy Spirit who empowers and inspires our worship and service right now.
其次，在十四节读到，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，意思就是圣灵是我们现在的救恩和将来喜悦的确据，或者说是定金 守父经。那么圣灵的灵在同在为我们确保了这一点，圣灵现在就赋予了我们力量，激励我们去敬拜神，侍奉神。
To be clear, this is God's plan, verse 10, that we would obtain an inheritance, verse 11, to be examples or trophies of his glory, verse 12.
需要明确的一点是，这是上帝的计划，第十节。我们将获得产业的继承权，第十一节。我们成为上帝荣耀的榜样，战利品，十二节。
So who are the beneficiaries of God's will? Well, us, obviously. But there actually is even more, and we will see this as we think through it.
那么，谁是上帝旨意的受益者呢？就是我们，这是显而易见的。但实际上我们获得的益处还要再多，我们会在接下来给你们讲。
First is the world. We sometimes fail to recognize the impact and change for good that grace has in the lives of believers. Later in Ephesians 4 verse 28, we read, Let the thief steal no longer. Not something most thieves can do on their own unless they have something more important in their lives, which has removed their need or desire to thieve. That is the work of grace, a restoration from lawlessness.
首先是这个现今的世界，我们有时候不能够意识到恩典对基督徒生活向善的影响和改变。就如在以弗所书四章二十八节里提到说，从前偷窃的不要再偷。那么大多数小偷靠自己的力量是不能够做到这一点的，除非他们的生活中有更重要的事情消除了他们盗窃的需要和欲望。那么这个就是恩典的工作，是一个恢复重建到合法的一个秩序。
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 3:3, You are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts.
保罗在哥林多后书三章三节写道说，你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写成的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
This change of human heart is the work of God in our lives, especially when people see the ultimate purpose of their soul changed. Colossians 1:27, To them God chose to make known how great among non-believers are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
人心改变是上帝在我们生命中的工作，尤其是当人们看到灵魂改变的这个终极的目的的时候。哥罗西书一章二十七节说，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在他们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Even more so, as Christ through the Holy Spirit continues his work of sanctification in our lives, the ongoing product of his workmanship, Ephesians 2:10.
更重要的是，在基督通过圣灵在我们的生活中继续的做他成圣的工作，这是他工作持续性的成果，就如以弗所书二章十节所说的。
The second beneficiaries of God's will is us. We receive forgiveness of sin, redemption from the slavery of sin, adoption to God's family with the freedom to pursue holiness, all this for his glory and praise. Let us be more mindful of him.
上帝旨意的第二个受益者就是我们， 我们的罪得到赦免，从罪的奴役中救赎出来，我们被收养为神家里的人，并可以自由地追求圣洁。这一切都是为了他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，让我们来更加的爱他。
And the benefits continue to pile up. Just think about the end of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那么这些属灵的福祉还在不断的积累，上帝坚定不变的爱和救恩的确据，就如诗篇23篇的结尾的喜悦和称赞说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Beyond the assurance of living in God's presence foreverThere is the goodness, meaning the well-being our Lord brings into our lives, and love, the promised steadfast love provided by the one who gives to us unstintingly. To understand more of this, read through the prayer in 3 verses 14 through 19, which comes later in Ephesians.
除了确保我们永远生活在上帝面前之外，还有良善，良善就是指我们的主把他的福祉带入我们的生活中，就是爱，主的应许，永不改变的爱，白白的赐给我们。如果我们要认识更多属灵的福祉，下去以后可以读以弗所书3:14和19的祷告。
And beyond the guarantee of these benefits from our first moment of adoption is in maturing in faith and taking our place in the vanguard of our Lord's people.
那么这些属灵的福祉的确据，从我们被收养的第一刻就得到了。除此以外，还包括我们在信心上的成熟，并使我们成为上帝子民的精兵之一。
The letter of Ephesians is quite disturbing in its final chapter by opening our eyes to the, quote, rulers, authorities, cosmic powers, and spiritual forces of evil, unquote, chapter 6, verse 12.
以弗所书最后一章让我们看到很多令人不安的，比如说统治者、掌权者、宇宙天空恶魔的邪灵。根据6:12以弗所书。
Thank you. Indeed, for the stalwart retirees from Roman military service who had settled in Ephesus, these words must have been startling, thinking that their fighting days were behind them. Perhaps just as it is startling for us who live in a cultured society and have little inkling of such conflict in our current lives.
那么事实上，对于那些罗马的从罗马兵役彻底退役并定居在以弗所的人来说，这些话让他们感到震惊，因为这会使他们回想到过去战场中那个战争的日子，这或许令生活在现今文明社会中的我们震惊，因为在我们当前生活中对这一冲突知之甚少一样。
As we mature, let us understand these words wisely written out by J.B. Phillips, rewording 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3-5.
当我们属灵成熟时，我们会更加理解，就像 J.B. 菲利普在学习哥林多后书3-5之后解读写下下面的话。
The truth is that although, of course, we lead normal human lives, the battle we are fighting is on the spiritual level. The very weapons we use are not those of human warfare, but powerful in God's warfare for the destruction of the enemy's strongholds.
事实上，尽管我们过着正常人类的生活， 当我们正在进行属灵的征战中，我们征战所使用的武器不是人类战争中使用的武器，而是使用上帝摧毁敌人坚固营垒中强大的武器。
Our battle is to bring down every deceptive fantasy and every imposing defense that men erect against the true knowledge of God. When we even fight to capture every thought until it acknowledges the authority of Christ.
我们征战是要摧毁人为抵挡上帝真理所建立各样的欺诈的妄想和各样坚硬的防御堡垒。我们征战是要将人所有的心意夺回，直到他们都臣服在基督的权威之下。
Finally, the benefits of God's will shall be seen in Christ uniting all things in heaven and on earth under his authority and rule. Chapter 1, verse 10.
最后，上帝旨意的一切福祉将在基督的身上显现出来，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督的权柄和统治之下。以弗所书一章十节。
William Barclay, a scholar from yesteryear, writes, It is as if God has given us enough to whet our appetites for more, and enough to make us certain that someday he will give us all.
昔日的学者威廉·巴克利写道说，就好像上帝已经给了我们足够的东西，激发我们去渴慕它，并且让我们充足的确信，有一天上帝要赐给我们一切的丰盛。
阿们。阿们。